Bap, bap, bap.
June 28th, 2024, I'm going to be at the Warner Theater in Erie, Pennsylvania. July 6th, I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Mirage. July 14th, I'm going to be in Edmonton, Canada at Kinsmen Park. I think this is the show I'm doing with Bert Kreischer, right? Great Outdoors Festival. I am going to be adding more tour dates soon. All over the country, I'm going to be coming at you. I also have a new special out. It's on OnlyFans TV. It's not porn. Don't panic. You can watch it at work. The porn's not going to come up. You're not going to see a butthole, unfortunately. Just go to of.tv/Whitney for my new special. It's called Mouthy. I think I had RSV during it, so I do have a raspy voice, but enjoy me being a terrible mom. So today's episode is part two of a real live one. We had a live one, live wire. Taryn Manning came on the podcast. She just, what would you call it? I mean, she just...
Lightning in a bottle.
She's lightning in a goddamn bottle, okay? And she brought up the golden juice, as you may or may not have seen, trending on TikTok for weeks. And I'm like... Having a guest again on the podcast is not something that we've really done in terms of, we did like a two-part with Amanda Knox, but that was planned. This was like a back by popular demand episode, not only because people needed to know what the gold juice was and clarification on it, myself included, but the internet decided that I now am like a warlock that has a baby blood lab in my basement and that I am a gold juice manufacturer. That I know what it is and I'm not telling anyone. So I would also like to prove that I don't know what it is. And I'm just as curious as you guys are and also deeply offended that I have not been asked to drink the gold juice, which is very offensive considering the fact that I consistently swallow. Sorry, it's Valentine's Day. I just wanted to be romantic in this open. So she clarifies a little bit about the gold juice. I'm still baffled, but I have mom brain, and we know that I'm ditzy when it comes to really obvious shit that's right in front of me. So what else? We talk about sort of just like her journey of being, I don't want to say like canceled, but like having nothing to lose now that she's basically said F you to Hollywood, which is to me the coolest place. When someone's in a place where they have nothing to lose and they don't have to answer to Hollywood or anyone, that's when they start saying some interesting shit. That's when you got to get those ears up.
Canceled or given your freedom?
That's what it is. It's really, I think that we should change canceled to like free. Like, oh, she's free now. Shane Gillis is free now. Louis C.K. is free now. It's not canceled. It's like your life kind of begins, I feel like, as soon as you stop having to water yourself down and walk on eggshells around Hollywood's like fake human resources bullshit. Do you know what I mean? It's like a bunch of pedophiles saying that you can't say it's like what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do they guys, as off? You can tell, I'm not free yet and I really want to get out of jail. Here, I'm going to show my vagina to Pat at work. How did Louis do it? It's like Louis C.K.'s literally sold out Madison Square Garden four times. Before he got canceled, it was like once. So like, who do I have to show my labia to one of my employees? Like, I don't know what to do. Because at this point, I'm starting to get jealous of all the people that got canceled because they're so much more successful. Shane Gillis is like hosting SNL. He's literally hosting it. What do I have to do? Say what do I have to do?
The labia.
Sorry, I don't use the word shit. I do want to get on SNL. What do I have to do to host that show? All right. I love you guys. Enjoy the brave, the hilarious, the insightful, my friend Taryn Manning, who has her own podcast now. It's called One Fine Day. It's not out yet, right? Okay, so this is basically like, if you've seen her Instagram or her story, she's dropping like all the Hollywood tea, totally fearless, totally unfiltered, like what she did on my podcast. I was like, if you started a podcast, that I would be just get the popcorn popping. And so she's going to release it at some point. But yeah, so just start following her and see when her podcast comes out one fine day. Enjoy the great Taryn Manning and drink that gold juice. Okay. Here we are.
Oh, boy.
Back by popular demand.
Really?
How did we? We have never done this. This has never happened.
I know, Pat's like, a little soon. I'm like, sorry, dude. She's back. Like, the cat came back again and again. Like, you can't get rid of him. Here she is.
I mean, if I've learned anything from you, it's that I do not understand the internet. I don't know what goes viral.
Me, I don't even have TikTok. You keep referencing TikTok, and I'm scared because it doesn't China, like, watch over everything.
Okay, you're huge on TikTok. You should know that.
I saw something just yesterday. It was a guy that I watch all the time. He's this great, he talks a lot about the Lord and stuff, but he's cool. Like, because he'll find, like, something, you know, that's going on, and he finds a juxtaposition of it. And I'm scrolling through, and I'm the topic right now. And his face is like, you know how they like, do a face where he's like, what?
Yeah.
And then I'm on the other side smiling, and it's like, eternal life? ? Or something. Mm-hmm. And just,
yeah. Yeah,
I couldn't even watch it.
If you're not on TikTok already.
No, this is YouTube.
Oh, this is YouTube.
There's a bunch on there.
Well, you're the biggest thing on the internet right now. I'm so sorry.
I made it, Mom. I made it.
But I, you know, every episode we pull clips. And I'm like, let's pull the clip about Britney. Let's pull the clip about the balloon knot, butthole, right? And then the internet pulls this other clip.
Oh, they just jumbled a bunch of words around. I was just saying juice. That was go. I mean, they went. Just kidding.
So
you really want to start right there?
Maybe we. I just feel wow. I feel like people are.
Can I get warmed up?
I know we're coming in.
I'm still hot. I'm kind of in neutral. We're going right to first gear, second gear.
We can wait to talk about the gold juice. It was so kind of, like, to me, casual that there's some weird...
You never heard about the gold juice? It was that part. I
but
was
then
really
everyone's
asking.
Like, everyone's like, look at Whitney pretending she doesn't know what it is.
I know. I know. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, because we don't. I mean, listen. I pulled up this thing. I was watching this thing last night because I love to fall asleep to kind of, like, boring... Well, actually, we have no internet right now, but...
I can get you on.
That's okay. I know it's good for... I shouldn't say that. We don't you to get hacked. I mean, that's why I have password tattooed on me. This is all the amount of times I've been hacked. This is for a memory of all the times of
your phone's been hacked.
Phone, internet, bank accounts, mortgage accounts.
Jesus.
I mean,
I can get you on Wi-Fi. If it's going to get us an answer to what the gold juice is, I'll get you on. You can
give
everyone my password.
I wanted to play you earlier. It is interesting because it definitely has a lot to do with, should I just tell the story right away? I want people to watch the whole thing, so we should leave it towards the end.
Yeah, you think as soon as we talk about the gold juice, everyone's going to just tune
we'll
out.
We'll talk about it maybe when I'm ready.
Okay. You want
to
bury the lead?
I'm not trying to die around here. But...
Okay, I just sent this to you. Okay. Because I was kind of casually guessing, now I have my actual guesses up.
I heard some of your, you have your guesses up.
Like, I have guesses of what I think the gold juice could be.
Okay. Let's hear.
Okay, Scientology has their own water.
Okay.
That has, I think, lithium in it and maybe some B12.
That's like battery. Is it lithium? Like
lithium, they
or like antidepressant?
Yeah, like antidepressant. They put it in a town in Japan. They put it in the water, and apparently there's zero suicide rates.
Oh,
lithium, and you can take lithium. Like back in the day when you would be institutionalized, they would give you lithium. So
but
I think
don't they say like that Britney was on a lot of that, and maybe that's why she's not functioning the same way she used to be. Not saying I'm around her daily, but. See, I'm thinking of, like, battery.
Is there something different about Britney right now than she used to be?
No, just a gap in her front teeth and brown high heels. I don't know. Britney I knew had a lot of style. I'm not really sure.
The Britney I used to see had more than one peasant top from Forever 21, but we're just recycling the same one. Over
Britney
and over.
I knew never rocked from the left to the right, like rocked the boat, like Aaliyah.
If lithium may need to be taken for a long period of time, but
to
it
actually
does,
add up in the body.
It's taken, that's for bipolar disorder. Hmm. It's one of the most widely used and studied medications for treating bipolar disorder or projected bipolar disorder. Okay. Usually when women start having boundaries or self-respect, she's bipolar.
Right.
Lithium helps reduce the severity and frequency of mania. It may help relieve or prevent bipolar depression. May. But we'll just give it to you anyway. Right. It might. We're
and
not
you,
sure.
And all the other things, like quitting smoking, you might die, but at least you'll quit smoking.
Right.
It's, yeah, it may help.
It's long been known that lithium has toxic effects on the thyroid gland and the kidneys. Thyroid toxicity caused by lithium's interference with thyroid hormones released from the gland. Yeah, it's not great.
A thyroid is like our number one... I mean, it's a butterfly, so like we're all MK Ultra because right. It's like a butterfly shape just right in our throat. But yeah, no, that's anything that's gonna mess with your thyroid. I mean,
bad
that's
news.
Our whole like as a woman or man is
regulates
whole,
your hormones. Yeah. You know, well maybe it separates your teeth. Starts your teeth start separating.
Is it good? And guess what? You might need some people need a retainer.
Uh huh.
Like that, they need to always be wearing one.
So if Brittany was drinking a lot of lithium, maybe that's why her shoulders started getting bigger. And her teeth started getting further apart.
And her dancing changed wildly.
Right. And she, like, can't brush her hair all of a sudden? All of a sudden you can't use a hairbrush?
My biggest thing is just, like, the eye makeup. Like, she doesn't have any eye makeup
removal. She doesn't have just a little baby oil.
It's always there. Like, it's just right the same way every time. And. Mm-hmm. It's the repetition of the same photos in different ways and almost how it feels like someone's trying to make an ass out of her. Mm. So then they can say one day, she's not with us anymore, and then we can all be like, oh, well, we saw it coming, right? Because of just the oddness of it.
Mm.
And it's a crime to say that no one sees this, okay? And there's people that are fighting for her so hard, and we love them, but it's like... You guys, something's funky. You know what I mean? I don't care that, like what anyone says. It's just something is just fishy.
I do think there's a history of going, this person's a drug addict, this person's crazy.
Mm.
And then so when they overdose, we're like, oh, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we saw it coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I always say, I'm always like, why isn't Timbaland pulled up to her house, yanked her out, and been like, let's go make an album?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, sing, bitch! Like, all that's all we want. This woman is, she can do no wrong when she puts out a jam, like, you know? And we're all so happy, so it's just...
There's a closet full of Versace dresses somewhere.
100 trillion percent.
Where is that?
Right.
Why are we only looking at belly tops from Topshop?
She definitely loves. I mean, she's definitely a gal from the South, you know, who is a simple gal, and that was what I got from her while working with her. Simple girl, but like, yeah, I mean, maybe she doesn't really know how to pick that stuff out if there's not a stylist hanging around.
Look, I've lost keys to storage units before.
Yeah,
but I feel like she.
I mean, this woman has to have, like, everything under the sun. I saw her closet before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same closet that Britney Murphy... So through Britney Spears's, the way her room was set up is there was, like, the big room, but you walked through the huge walk-in closet to the bathroom.
Okay.
And that's where Britney Murphy was found. It was in that bathroom. So I could, like, see the whole scene, but... That closet is no joke, okay? This thing was huge.
There's eye makeup remover in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's got to be like an oil of sorts. Yeah. A cotton ball.
You're telling me a girl from the South who was a little darling and dance pop star by 10 doesn't know how to remove her Wet and Wild mascara.
But in her defense, I also feel like she must be so tired and exhausted that sometimes when you just get home from being drained all day and work to the bone, you just go to sleep too, you know?
Sure.
But this
for
this,
7 years.
Right, but yeah, but being home 7 years, you would just think a lot had changed, you know?
Yeah.
And also, she posts a lot of stuff about, like, the occult, and, like, I thought she was a Christian, and everything now is, like... There's books. There's an occult book that she's posted. She posts a lot of very kind of cryptic things about roses and
the
doors,
yellow roses.
Red roses and doorways, the door.
Mm.
And they go on these like rants, but I know for sure there's something in there. But they're not like very like, they're not.
It's the door to her walk-in closet. She's like, perhaps. Can someone open this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the key.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't. I'm wearing these Aldo knee-high boots. I have blisters.
Right.
Who do we think wrote her book? I don't buy that she wrote her own book. I don't buy she wrote this book. Does she know this book's out?
I don't know. Did
she even know she has the number one book?
Yeah, and an audiobook.
I don't get the vibe.
And the picture of her, too. It's like, I would much rather see her the way her now. Because if it's a current book, then why such an old photo?
Yeah, I wanted just her wielding a knife.
Yeah, just ting, ting, ting. No, they're just from the Halloween store.
She's trying to make music so badly. She's like, ting,
you know what made me feel like she is alive, though? Because I have a whole other theory, is that she stopped her comments. So that makes me feel that someone became self-conscious. And that makes me feel that I kind of felt like, because if it was all just... Because the comments are just brutal. I mean, some are absolutely...
Oh, she turned the commenting off.
They're off now. So that made me feel... It made me second guess my theories a little bit. Because I was told something, you know, and I don't think... It wasn't the bodyguard thing. I was told something else.
I mean, there is a history in our
country... By her manager.
There's a history in our country of going... There was maybe a double of Elvis for a while, but you'd really be able to get away with that back then.
Well, they say that he didn't die. He just went off to go be like CIA. But there's also the Paul McCartney. That Paul McCartney died in a car accident in like 63 or something. And that gentleman has been not a clone, a double.
A double. Yeah.
And then I just saw last night when watching this particular documentary, because that's what I love. Ronald Reagan, when he got shot, he actually died, and that to end out his presidency, but that was a clone. You see that guy in 1978, like waving out '84, like waving out the window, and you're like, hey, he does look a little different.
Yeah.
But this stuff is like, so I guess cloning, since we were going to talk about that, has been out for a very long time. But does that mean these people walk and talk? And I mean,
look, in Russia, I talk about this all the time.
Vladimir, I gotta put these on so I can see you better.
Please.
Because you're too gorgeous.
I love you.
There she is.
Your future's so bright. You gotta wear shades. So
I was like, now I'm calibrated. Okay.
Vladimir Putin for sure has doubles. They
really?
They have no shame about it.
And Zelensky looks a little different at times as well. I look at the hands.
Okay. I look at the ears, because that's where you can get
facelifts. Attached or unattached.
Yeah. You can get facelifts. You can do all sort of weird work with the ears. There was also in Poland, the president of Poland was down, shot down, assassinated, and they put his twin brother in for a while. Huh. This is something that Eastern Europe does pretty regularly. And it's weird to think that the United States wouldn't at least experiment with the idea, or at least the music business, which is basically Eastern Europe.
Okay.
There's no scruples. There's no morality whatsoever.
Really? It's just, as long as they hear the melody. La, 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 la.
The music business. I mean, have you seen in Vegas right now, there's a Whitney Houston hologram show?
Wow. I mean, I love her. I might go just so I can. I want to dance with somebody.
By the way,
I want to feel the heat.
I will absolutely go. But it's just, there's no shame in this business.
That's how dumbed down people have become. I think
they'll believe anything. It's very easy to pull off. But I'm learning more and more. My theory used to be.
It's like what really happened to Tupac and Biggie. Like, come on.
You tell the story, and I'll duck out of frame.
No, I'm trying to die. I'm not messing with that one.
You tell the story. You tell the theories.
I ain't messing with that guy, because it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, well, there's certain ones that we can't touch. Just like MC Hammer. You can't touch this. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm like,
ding, ding. Bye, 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 yeah.
So MC Hammer was Tupac's double? Is that what
I'm just doing a Michael where I start singing just when I get nervous.
Let's not evoke like Suge Knight right now.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think that's who it was.
I think right now, you see, I think you might be safer than ever in a way, because it'd be too obvious right now.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, Taryn. Furthermore, my dad committed suicide. I ain't trying to go out like that. So if I die, and it goes like that, they'll be like, "All right, we gotta do it different. We gotta do in the head, but let there be two bullets." Kind of like, you know who?
Yeah. Oh well, there was someone, one of Clinton's former aides.
Hey,
is that easy. That what you're talking about? One of Clinton's
all
former
the ones
aides.
That committed suicide, but there's two bullets on the ground.
No,
I didn't get it right. Let me try this one again. Like, come on. Like, really, guys? It's sloppy work.
No, there's one guy that hung himself and has a gunshot wound.
Right. Like, what? Like, all right. And just, blah, blah. It's like, I think I'm dead. It's like, They dip so fast they forgot to just sweep it up. But they're still get away with it. They still get away with
it.
So
wild.
It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. Like I got falsely arrested. I got falsely arrested once, meaning I was arrested and I never even did anything wrong. And I was thrown into the slammer. It was on my birthday. It was a knock at the door, pop, pop, pop. And I was getting ready for my birthday party. I was planned. I was in New York. Things were great. And my boyfriend at the time answered the door, and it was the police. And at the time, I had a woman stalking me so bad, and she had a restraining order through criminal jurisdiction. So her clever ass went around criminal court and got me a restraining order through family court, which is the hierarchy is like different. Like criminal, definitely the hierarchy is higher, but she found out a way to lie and get me in trouble. So on my birthday, I'm being carted off. I'm like, and my boyfriend was like, no, you can't take her. She's the one that, you know, she's the one that has a restraining order. Like, nope, she has a restraining order and she's violated it. So my birthday party, I never made it to. I was thrown into the New York City in the slammer. They started calling me right when I showed up, prisoner. Oh, prisoner. And I'm just like, jeez. And then I sat in this like bird cage that was like within the precinct. There you go. So I'm in the precinct. Within the precinct, there's a cage within. Mm-hmm. And I just got done DJing. I had $10,000 in my purse. So they're like thinking now I'm dealing drugs. You know, I got $10,000 in cash in my purse.
You realize when you get cuffed all how shady all this formerly seeming like benign shit in your purse actually is. Yeah. I always have a pocket knife with me. I always have shit like that. And one time I got cuffed and I was like, this is so hard to explain all of a sudden.
You know, yeah. You got like a Jeffrey Epstein book of like totally. Places you've been.
I'm like, no, I'll have my joke notebook, which will be like Epstein Island, Ghislaine. And I'm like, oh, this is not a to-do list. This is a set list. I know this looks bad. I'm a comedian. Can you Google me, please? Begging you.
No, but then they go harder.
And then they Google me, and my hair is a different color in every photo. You're and they're like, that's not you. And
you
I'm like,
wish.
Ugh.
Oh, hey, y'all. Just taking a little break in your regularly scheduled programming to try to say the word regularly. And to let you know that Quince is my whole life now. I'm just going to say it. I'm a hot mom. And now I need a website that's just full of hot mom stuff, okay? Quince, I'm obsessed with. It's this clothing brand. It's not just clothing. They've got, we'll talk about it in a second, their luggage. I just got a purse from there. Blowing my mind. They have the cutest clothes. They have baby clothes. They have kids' clothes. They have this Italian quilted crossbody purse. I am completely obsessed with it. And now that I have a little baby, I need a little purse for everything that I need as a new mom, lip balm, pacifier, condoms, you know how it goes. Because purses, like, this is a great example why Quince is so awesome. Like, purses in general have gotten extra. Like, clothes now, everything is just, like, a mess. Like, purses now, they've got all these chains. So, in nonsense, it sounds like you're just, like, I don't want someone hearing me when I walk in the door. Like, purses will just have, like, a 3D owl on it for no reason. I just want a simple, classy purse. I want someone to see me walk in and be like, oh my God, she's like, if Katharine Hepburn and Audrey Hepburn were to be lesbians and to have a baby. Okay. I love Quince. They have this duffel bag that is so cute. I'm using it as a diaper bag. It's called the All Day Neoprene Duffel Bag. I'm completely obsessed with it. And Quince always has a bunch of different colors. They have like always like a cream, black, white. I am obsessed with the olive green because I'm a classy bitch. The luggage also insane, wildly inexpensive for what it is. It makes you just realize that all other brands make things ridiculously expensive so that they can pay Charlize Theron or whatever to do the ads for it. Like there's no reason for clothes, luggage, jewelry to be this expensive. They just hike up the price so that they can pay Sharon Stone or whoever the hell. Okay, I don't totally know how they do it, but Quince is my whole life. Now I have a wardrobe of luxury essentials that transition from one occasion to the next, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. You heard me, 50 organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands by partnering directly with top factories. This is how they do it. It has nothing to do with Sharon Stone or Charlize Theron. Damn it. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So no kids' blood or fingers in your clothes. It's made by adults. Love that. I got the cutest white button-down sweater, by the way, from Quince. It makes me look like this, like, 90s dream girl, like Winona Ryder in Reality Bites or Liv Tyler in Empire Records. I'm just like, what, huh? I'm a dream girl. What? I'm Alicia Silverstone in those Aerosmith videos. What? Stop falling in love with me, everyone. I already have a kid. I'm obsessed with it. Classic, timeless, cute, sexy, and soft as all hell. Here's the thing. You're wasting your life. We're all dying. Start using Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Whitney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/Whitney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Whitney. Pull it together, bitch. So here's the thing about me. I'm obsessed with sunglasses, but I refuse to pay sunglass prices. Sunglasses have turned into jeans now. They're all like $200 more than they need to be. Enter Gooter sunglasses. I love them. They are lightweight. They're comfortable. They're 100% polarized. They're stylish. They have tons of cool colors. Look, I have a bunch of them here. I got a lot of the simple ones, but I really like these like pattern ones. Okay. If you're active, if you're running, they don't slip off. Look at this. They do not bounce. This is actually crazy. Look at this. Isn't that crazy, actually?
You could do that all day.
Look at this. And I might. You can headbang in them. You can get all sorts of dirty things in these glasses. Like, that is crazy, actually. These are my overpriced prescription glasses. Watch. Okay?
Just the one.
Look at that. That one. These are Gooter glasses. Watch. Huh. Nothing. That's actually nuts. These are stylish sunnies starting at only $25 a pair. Did you hear that, Pat? How much a pair?
Less than 30.
$25 a pair. They have a 1-year warranty, 30-day free returns, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Gooter is 100% carbon neutral company, plus 1%. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's probably like just the best thing you can do. If you want to support the show, go pick up a pair. Gooder is giving Good For You listeners free shipping on your first order. And these glasses are basically free at this point. Go to gooder.com/Whitney. Use code Whitney to get free shipping. Gooder offers 30-day money-back guarantee, 100% satisfaction. These glasses are so cute. Because to me, it's like I want a bunch of glass. You know what I'm saying? And also, the more you spend on sunglasses, I don't know, like this is just a law and just rule of physics, you will lose them. These, like, you will never lose them, not only because they're not going to fall off your head, but also you're just going to, like, I don't know, not overthink it. Gooder.com/Whitney. Sorry I got so quiet there. It's just, like, wearing these glasses just makes me, like, a cooler person, just in general. Do you notice I'm, like, chilling out a little bit more? I'm not, like...
too cool to finish the ad.
I'm just kind of, like, you guys get it. Like, I'm not going to force the issue. I'm just, like, too cool. I'm just too gooder for this. I'm just, like, chilling.
Yeah, like you don't even need to say the code. It's just
my future's so bright, I gotta wear shades, and y'all are trying to get me to tell you some code. Like, by the way, you know the code. You know how this all works. Like, these glasses, as soon as I put them on, I just got like less desperate. I'm just like, you know how this works. It's the brand with a slash and then my name, promo code, you're gonna save money. Like, we all know what this is. Like, I just like became cool. Like, I just became a chill person the second I found these. But I will lose a sponsor if I don't say. Gooder.com, Gooder.com/Whitney. Use the code Whitney to get free shipping, okay? Just be shady, you guys.
I do collect old Scientology books.
But that's because you want to learn.
I do. I'm obsessed with old Hitler books, old Scientology books, because a lot of
Hitler. Oh, you're not so okay. I'm out of here.
Is that where we draw the line? I just think that there's
you want to know why history repeats itself.
100%. And like a lot of stuff, I'm literally going back to books because I don't trust anything on the internet. I'm literally going back to ChatGPT is all programmed and very specific.
What browser do you use? Speaking of that,
I use Safari and Chrome. Oh, that's should Google. I be in DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo or not even Lion? What's there's some like they're all corrupt.
Lion, L-Y-I-N.
Just is it Lion? I think or something.
Lying. Lying.
Right. It's all just sifted and censored anyway.
Totally. So I'm like in there trying to figure out who funded the study and who paid for that and what company is that. Right. And it always goes back to Bill Gates. So it's just like, oh my God. Like,
I mean, if you had a bunch of money like that, what would you do with it? Would you want to just ruin other humans? It's crazy.
I would be
this is a bad man.
You would never hear from me again. I would not be I would not be programming mosquitoes.
Right.
I would be chilling in Bali. I would be rescuing. I would have an animal rescue. Oh, yeah. I would just be with.
You'd buy all the farms for animals.
I would
to
just
run
be.
Free.
I would buy racehorse thing. I would Aww. Buy all this shit. And he's just like, I need to come up with a new chemical to cover apples with, so they last forever and give everyone cancer. And I'm gonna come up with the cure.
Because it's fun. It's just...
like you get a hooker, you nerd.
Right.
You
get
fucking
light.
Dork.
They say that.
Go to Mars. Go to the moon.
Yeah. Really.
Go see the Titanic.
Go
please.
To
please get. On the sea quest.
But you know, they say that she was a man and that the other one was a.
Wait, that Bill Gates' wife was a man?
And then Bill, if you ever look, you know, he wears the sweaters. He's got like movies.
He does.
It's like workout.
Get a
pectorals
trainer.
Going.
You're
like,
rich.
Push
the. What is it? Get the adrenochrome. You're the one that makes it. Don't you have it?
Do you have anything better to do? And furthermore, you didn't make up Microsoft. You bought the license off another gentleman that you completely screwed.
I feel like that's it. You just...
He's a poser.
That's the deep wound. That's the 100%. Wound he can't get over because the imposter syndrome of knowing he's a phony and everyone knows that.
Because perhaps... And also, he might have been a woman. Sorry, Bill, but you're sorry,
he's
Bill,
at the
you
end
know
of the
what?
Day.
I'm happy with you.
Bill Gates is a white woman.
Yeah, he's a white woman.
He's just a Karen.
And furthermore, your name's William. Hey, Bill. My dad's name was Bill. They called him Billy, and he was all man.
Have you seen this? Hold on.
I have to use the bathroom, I think.
All right, we're back in. What are you drinking? Whoa. Whoa.
It's not gold.
Whoa,
it's not big.
Wait, hold on. Taryn just went to the bathroom. She came back and she's drinking some pink juice.
I feel alive.
Wait a second. Hold on. She's thrown.
Thank you so much.
She's thrown us off the trail.
Just a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
What's this juice you're drinking?
It's just pink lemonade, calorie free. Just juice.
All right.
I swear.
So it's the pink juice now. You did walk in and I gave you hydrogenated water.
What is in there?
Is this the gold juice? What's the gold juice? We're narrowing it down.
No, this is just like a little bit of vitamin C.
Okay.
So it's actually not.
Cause also,
I never tried it. I never did it. I was scared, but I did want to tell you the whole story about
okay,
it.
Good.
Okay. So the third time.
The third time someone offered you the gold juice?
The third time is the most predominant for me, the most... disturbing because I just bought my new house in Palm Springs.
Okay.
And it wasn't like all done up yet or anything. I mean, it was, you know, I bought it like halfway furnished. I had gorgeous furniture and I added that into the purchase. But I was reading the Bible and it was on my lap and this number kept calling through and it was calling through on FaceTime. And I was like, I don't know the number because it wasn't... Like...
If in order to get the gold juice, I have to FaceTime with someone, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'd rather not live forever if I have to FaceTime someone for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So this is actually really, really very frightening for me. Anyway, so I'm sitting on my bed and I'm reading the Bible. I'm just reading, like, I don't know. I just can't remember exactly what I'm reading. That call keeps coming in. And then I was like, I'm not answering that because I don't answer just any call. But then it came in not on FaceTime. It was a gentleman. I answered the phone. His name was Truman. And interesting name. And
did he say, like, hi, I'm Truman?
It was a little more ominous, but not unfriendly, but like, hey, I'm like, who is this? Why do you keep calling me? He's like, you don't know me, but my name is Truman, but I want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, about what? And he literally said, you know that thing that's on your lap right now? It's a bunch of bullshit.
The Bible.
Yeah. And I started just... looking around and And then that would proceed to start with a year of more paranoia, year of just hypervigilance. I thought I bought a house that was covered in cameras. It was the scariest thing. I could barely sleep for like a year. I mean, the way after that thing on my lap is bullshit, then he would go into the Anunnaki and Enki and this and that and all these like old stuff about how I need it. It's like, kind of, I don't know, like the Book of Enoch was taken out of the Bible. It's like
Anunnaki Sumerian writings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, read that out.
Okay.
So being such a seeker that I am, he grabbed me really quickly with, because I'm like, why, you know, who are you? Why is this bullshit? And I didn't want to say, how do you know this is on my lap?
Did he follow up with, like, I would like to talk to you about the Jehovah's Witness? No. Did he have an alternative?
No, he followed up with the gold juice.
Did he say?
I mean, we're not that quickly. I mean, I can't. We don't have hours for. But I mean,
oh, well, yeah, we do. We actually. I will cancel Pete Holmes. How literal was he?
Gold juice.
I'm you. You're him.
Okay, so you have to understand. Like, I'm sitting there going, how does this guy know what's on my lap? And I didn't want to hang up. I'm shaking. Okay, yeah. I'm shaking. Like, it's like, what's on my lap? It's a bunch of bullshit. What's on your lap? I have the Bible strewn across my lap. I'm laying like that, you know. I'm laying in my bed with the Bible, and so I'm just like. But I also didn't want them to see me looking around because I'm like, I'm being watched. So like, I'm trying. Yeah, what? You know what I mean? Trying to be cool.
But you were definitely offered the gold just before in your 20s, mm-hmm. and before
all
so.
Different ways. So remember in my 20s, I was like, what is it, like liquid, like jewelry? Like yeah. Cool, I love gold. Like I used to wear like big gold, like cholo Oops, earrings yeah. that said like Taran and Boomcat across my, like I loved gold. I had gold on every finger, like a total like cholo, like get it at the swap meet. I'm like, what do you mean drink? I'm like, that's good for you? But
the first time, did the first time you were offered it?
That was the first time. I was just like,
it was. And that was a person also?
That was a person. That was at an after party.
See, Jamie Kennedy and I were talking about this last week, which is like, we don't get invited to the after parties.
It was an after party.
Okay. Can I ask where?
It was just at a house, like, or you know what? You know, to be honest.
Jared Leto's CIA house with the
Thomas. It was after Do you remember Joseph's?
Yes.
Monday nights.
Yes.
Joseph's.
I had just moved here.
Okay. So I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I was getting
like,
in there.
I didn't get in there. Like, really? I no.
Oh, shoot.
No, I was dressed like Britney now. They
were like, we're good. But that was the style.
Yeah, there was then. Like, yeah, it was like Dominic's, Joseph's, uh-huh. National. Yeah. Like every night, every, so basically back then.
Showing your midriff was what it was all about.
Every, club had a different night where you would go to try,
and it wasn't
to,
weekends. It was always weekdays.
I was like, LA's wild.
All the auditions I never made it to,
and you would just go hoping
too late,
hoping to talk to
Justin Timberlake,
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, but you'd end up stuck with Tobey Maguire. Oh. Like, damn,
or Lucas Haas.
Yeah, I'd be like, I need to go blonde left. And lose 300 pounds.
Isn't that something?
Nick Stahl. Yep. I remember, like, yeah, Steven Dorff.
I love, he's still a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Nice sweetheart. But yeah, the same.
That's when I learned how short actors are.
Yeah, totally. You're like, oh.
You're like, wait a second. I'm never. like, oh, GMO Appalachia bitch over here, just like, fee, fi, fo, fum. I'm like, I'm never going to make it in this business. Oh. I need to become a comedian.
Yeah, right.
That's okay, ridiculous. So Joseph's, this is like a nightclub with like.
So this was this. So
this was also before before yeah. camera phones.
Amen.
So celebrities
this was before
could go
like
out.
In touch, but this was on the like right straddling. They had like the Nicole Richie, the Lindsay Lohan.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Where they'd walk up and yeah. So like Joseph's was a big night. My friend actually, my best friend from high school, ended up getting the door there with. Was it Jen Rosaro, Sarah Pantera? Do you remember
yes,
these
I
names?
Yes, I do. Hartwell,
Rick Calamaro. Uh-huh. Like, these are like some bangers.
I know, we're going hard.
No, this is
by
my
the way,
20s.
Even more embarrassing that no one offered me the gold juice. We were in all the same
Well,
places.
You probably went home after the club.
This is also, we'll talk about this in a minute. I did go to the Scientology Center and they didn't even give me a pamphlet. I was like 21. I was like, I love it here. Do you guys need any help? And they're like, we're good. Do you know funny. Topher Grace? I'm
like, yeah, so there was a little like, you know, there was a little, yeah, when you're just, Okay, so the very first thing that ever happened to me when I was 19, I was walking down this. Do you know where the Den is now? It's called the Den. It's on Sunset.
It's across from the Comedy Store, down across from
Chateau Marmont, like across from Chateau. So me and Tara are walking down the street, and Brent Ball stops us because we're young girls, and he's like, opens up his jacket like old school, like as if he's had like watches or like, hey girls. And he had passes to Leonardo DiCaprio's 24th birthday with Tribe Called Quest playing, and gave each of us one. And we were like, ah! But that would be the beginning of my club life and going, like, because I met Michael a long time ago, like in the club world, but that would be the beginning of my club life and like going out, still making it as an actress, but getting a little caught up, but not caught up like with drugs and alcohol too much, but still wanting to be out because it's Monday night, then it's Tuesday night, then it's Wednesday night. Weekends were the time off.
It's always the case.
It's flipped.
Yeah, go to rehab on the weekends and you start up back again. Betty Ford, Saturday, Sunday, back up Monday. But so
you gotta go at least 30 days to those programs.
But so you go to Joseph's and you've been in movies by now. You're probably already like
buzzy. Yeah, I've been in a few things. Yeah, I've been in like
someone says, come sit on my lap.
Crazy. No, I'm not like that.
Have
though.
Some of this gold.
No,
juice.
It'd be my friends. But none of my friends really made it like famous. Remember the one worked the door, one was a supermodel, but one was a big model. You know, there's just a group of cute gals, and we rolled together pretty tight. But
so, were you offered the gold just before you were in movies?
After.
I feel like it's already because they have to go. Like, we can take you to the next level.
It was after.
And what did this person like?
This person moonlighted as like, you know, so it wasn't at a house. It was in an office building, like on like Argyle and like Selma.
It's across from the Scientology Center.
Like up really up high, where we'd go up in like an office building. Everyone would be doing. I mean, not openly, but like I call it the devil's dandruff
because cocaine.
Yeah, because my friends call me the coke Nazi because I'd be like, really, guys, like this again? Because I noticed when people started doing cocaine, everything
you
changed.
You can just say Nazi though, because Nazis, they did cocaine,
but they call me coke Nazi.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, and I'd be the bummer of the group. Like, we need to get home. How are we gonna get? Because there wasn't like Uber and stuff back then. We're talking like 2004, three. So it'd be like a cab or like one of us driving like, wee, you know, but I remember there was a dude up there that pulled me aside. I remember he had a long black trench on. He was pretty cute, but he was kind of like bugging me more. But it was nothing about doing any coke, but it was about like, hey, like you're really good at what you do. And
I wonder if he also liked you because you weren't doing coke.
Maybe. Because I wasn't.
Someone on coke is going to run their mouth.
I never did any of that around anybody. Like if I like, and I'll be honest, if I did a bump, and I only did this for 2 years, age 24 to like 26. And then I realized that this is going nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the truth. I saw like my friends start to put it on the end of their cigarettes. It's called like a cocoa puff. And I'm basically that's crack.
Yeah, that's crack.
And I'm just like, no, I got big things to do in my life. So everyone that thinks I'm this drug addict and this methamphetamine addict is like, it's ridiculous because I can't really stand drugs, like, to be honest with you. I saw my friends get like ripped apart. But yeah, this guy, he was in a black, the first time was in a black, I can't remember every detail, but he was in a black trench coat. And I think he might have, like, very gothic vibes. And he was like, so you seem kind of like bummed. And I'm like, no, I'm not bummed. I'm just ready to go home. It's like 4:30. I have an audition tomorrow. You know what I mean? But my friends weren't ready to go. And they're just talking about bullshit. You know how, I don't know if you've ever been around a bunch of people doing drugs, but they're just talking about things that will never come to fruition.
It's called podcasting. Yes. All my friends do it every day, all day.
But I'd be scared to like leave by myself and get home, so I'm waiting for them. So he cornered me like he's like, have you ever tried any kind of like liquid drugs? And I'm like what, like GHB or like, you know, like no. He's like, it's gold juice. And I'm like what do you mean my gold, like 14 karat like liquid jewelry? Because remember, I was still young and like a punk like that. And he's like, kind of. And I'm like, say, that's healthy for you, like to drink gold, like actually gold? What do you melt the
he's
gold
like
down
with his trench coat, like this is gonna be a tough one.
I asked too many questions. Like, see,
He's like, I thought this would be easier.
It's so funny you say that because my mom, my whole life, said I ask too many questions.
He's like, oh, God. He's like, to the Scientology cameras, he's like, no bother. This one's a problem. It's fine, guys. Let's just call it. We wasted this trench coat on this girl. We can return the trench coat to the costume store.
Yeah. And now, yeah, and I just
so remember, wouldn't have been heroin.
Because by the way, I thought he was kind of cute.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, whoa.
That would be me. I'd be like, Illuminati red flag.
No, I didn't know
but
any of that.
He's kind of cute.
I didn't know any of that. That at that point,
what it couldn't have been heroin.
I just like, I guess, just objective thing. It was like, how do you drink gold jewelry down your throat? Like, wouldn't that burn my stomach or? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's not like that.
And that's how you poison people. You know that show Snapped where women kill their husbands? A lot of them.
Like put, a white oleander?
If you put like, oh, yeah, that kills horses.
I was in that movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it wasn't like that. It was like he was trying to say something, but I didn't know
there's
it at the time.
There's nanoparticle gold supplements that people sometimes do take.
And also for the skin. I'm telling you, like, it's called Australian gold. And it's like it's in this little and you can drink it and it's like in like a 24 pack and one of my facialists had it, but it actually had gold nanoparticles in it. So at the time I was just asking, why would I drink gold juice? Like, so that was that time. Okay. But then I remember he drifted away and then he kind of vanished in the night, like in the office, wherever the hell we were having this after party.
That is weird that it was in an office.
The second time, I can't remember. I think I blocked it out because that would be around like the Orange is the New Black days, and that was really scary. But in my early
But you do think some people on that show maybe did whatever
so
it
when
is.
I said what I said about that time, because I'm sure that they've listened to this, and it's like, I'm not going to lie. Like, a couple of the girls, they changed, but that fame can do that anyway. Okay,
yeah.
Press, money.
The show was is still successful.
Right.
And you've been working for so long, and you, like, you and Natasha.
And Laura.
And Laura, but I think, yes, yeah, she was on, so, yeah.
Like, well, Laura worked,
But there were a lot of people that probably were like, boom, I just got famous.
Yeah, they just came right out of Juilliard, or like, yeah, and listen, it can happen like that, but it doesn't always happen like that. So I think that if your feet aren't, like, planted in the ground, like, and I'm not saying that there's weren't, it's just that. That level of popularity so quickly.
Yeah.
There was some changing. I'm not saying I didn't either. Meaning, yeah. I just learned how to cope through it, perhaps. A change? No. But I remember, like, not getting invited overseas to some of the press. Really hurt me really bad. I remember being on the posters and not being on the posters. It was like everything was a popularity contest. So when I said what I said, just to, like, not to clarify, but, like, I have to wonder, because it was during that time that the third round came with the Bible, and thinking there's someone in my house, and having to go back to that and just seeing how different everybody was. And I don't know, you know, a lot of people were different because they were unhappy too.
Yeah,
because everyone thinks it's this great thing, but like, it's not always great. You find out someone's being paid more than you, or this or that, or like, there's just so many dynamics, you know, and so many layers. So.
Sorry to have brought that up.
No, it's just that not everything I meant was like the gold juice, but like, it was real. I've been asked to drink it 3 different times, and I found this thing I was going to show you. It was this thing I was watching last night, and I could pull it right up. So this is like an occult member, like the people, you know, they say that the guys that formed the United States of America were Freemasons. Okay, like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
And who's they? Which non-binary person are you referring to?
Exactly, because you gotta wonder the way they dressed. I mean, these guys wore high heels and curls, and they all had bleached hair, and they had ruffles around their. I mean, I've always wondered who these people are. This king, this and that, and king that and this.
It's dated, like, someone who I guess was secretly a Freemason once, and I only know this because I went through his stuff because I was like a jealous psycho at the time. This is the guy that I found like 200 photos of girls covered in whipped cream, but he never tried to put it on me.
And rude.
Then, yeah. And so I confronted him about it. I was like, I found these. How come you've never tried to put whipped cream on my tits?
Aww.
And then I found like a Freemason. I don't totally know what it is. It's a secret society, but that's all I really know.
Yeah, because it's secret. It starts off as a brotherhood.
community service and volunteering and
okay
and gift giving.
That's stage
and
one.
That's,
gift
that's giving. The entry level thing. Like they do fundraisers.
Charitable giving. Yeah. Okay. We gather together to help each other become better men. Is it like NAMBLA? Oh, good. Like NAMBLA for adults?
Is that the
NAMBLA?
NAMBLA,
the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Yeah, you can't. As a female, you can't be in it. Unless if you're a rainbow or something.
Trans men allowed in NAMBLA?
That's a really astute observation and question.
I'm going to call them after. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call them.
They have lots of pamphlets.
Yeah. No one offers me any pamphlets or gold juice.
No, just get the QR code.
Okay. So Freemasons starting the government.
Well, they say, if you notice that Washington, D.C. is built on a pentagram. I don't know if you've ever seen it from an aerial view. Do you not know this?
The slaves who built it didn't do it as a prank? Okay. D.C. So do you think that the gold juice has, like, it's less...
It's an elixir.
Less that... It's an elixir.
It's an elixir that... So there's a gentleman named Saint Germain. He's back from the 1600s. And he could play every instrument, the violin, the piano. He could speak every language. He basically, like, outdid any great instrumentalist. You can look him up. Saint Germain. They called him something. Germanus. Saint Germanus. Sanctius Germanus. And he ascended. And basically, they say that he moved to Transylvania.
Okay. So he became a vampire or a woman?
I'm not sure. But one of the things that he perfected was his elixir of life, because for some reason he never aged. The elixir, and I can't believe, but it went back to the beginning of this documentary. I had it all queued up, but I think when we went online, it went back.
Elixir of immortality, a potion that grants the drinker eternal life and/or eternal youth.
And what did I say when that person said that? Do you want to live forever and have everything you want, the eternal life? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in it. Okay.
I mean, living forever sounds like a nightmare, but right, I would like to look young for a little while longer.
But I don't know if you want that. Like, I don't know what it is.
Well, people go to adrenochrome. Why do you think people go to adrenochrome so quick?
That word is like a newer kind of trendy word. I think that there was Bathory. Look up Bathory.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a known...
Madame Bathory, she would kill virgins. And
drink their blood. So, like, if it's just drinking blood, but to me that makes me want to...
puke.
Like... shouldn't you shoot it right into your veins? Like, why would you want to digest it? Wouldn't it just come right out?
Well,
like,
look, there is that guy, that billionaire Brian Johnson, who is taking his 17-year-old son's blood to look younger. And
that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Because everyone has a different blood type, too. And that's why they say that people that are addicted to drinking blood have, like, if you see Hillary Clinton one day, she looks like she's, like 50. And the next day she was like, she just looks like she's jonesing. Like, I think she hasn't killed. She hasn't.
Well, by the way, my favorite part about it is Bill consistently looks 10 years older every time I see him.
I think he got off it.
Whatever she's got, she's not letting him have.
Right. She's like mine.
Ever since the Monica thing.
Yeah. I think he's like, I don't know about this, honey. He might actually be the sane
she's
one
like,
of the two.
Why don't you get some blood by eating another intern's pussy?
Yeah. Like, she cares. Isn't she a lesbian anyway? She should walk around with masks on her face like she does with that lady, the one that, Huma. Hey, I'm just sounding it
so
out.
So do you think, okay.
Listen, I'll probably die for that, but you know what? Come for me, lady. I got, you know what? She'll
say, you can't, no
I can't
one can
stand
get you
that
right
woman.
Now.
She's mean.
No one can get you right now. It'd be too obvious. And you're. I
then
love
I'm staying right here. Then
every time I see you doing IG lives, I'm like, you're safe. Keep IG. Just live stream yourself constantly, and no one can get you.
I got friends, even if they're just clones sitting next to me.
Just constantly live stream yourself.
Yeah, so, no. I'm covered by the Lord, and that's He's my savior. And my mom's always taught me the tortoise and the hare. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Like, you don't just get the easy way to the top.
No, like, such thing. Yeah, it's like when people were doing HGH. Like, it basically...
What is that?
Human growth hormone.
Right.
Which I think they give it to military, like, 4 months on, 4 months off. But the problem is if you take it a lot and then you stop, what we talked about earlier.
You shrink.
Your pituitary gland stops making its own testosterone, so you actually age much faster when
it's
you go
like
off
of
it.
It's like that Latisse, like for the eyelashes I heard about.
There's no shortcuts. Yes.
Right, there's no shortcuts.
It makes your eyelashes longer, but also changes the color
of
your eye.
Or Rogaine. Like
by the way,
once you
literal
wear...
shortcuts.
Right.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts.
Like hair extensions in a mess of your hair, eyelash
when you do the gel tips, it ends up ruining
that's
your...
That's why, yeah, I don't have it.
Two
hurts.
Steps forward, three steps back. So,
yep. But amen to that.
But I do think, because I'm about to have a kid and they offer, there's this new thing called cord blood, where they want to take the blood from the cord, the umbilical cord.
They're supposed to eat the placenta.
That's bullshit. Okay.
Okay.
That is so ridiculous. It's a bag of poison. The placenta is basically
a bag
of poison.
It has all the toxins at the little bit, right? His poo-poo, his pee-pee.
It's all the...
Is that not it, though?
It's all the drugs you did in utero.
Right.
It's bad news. And then people are like, well, animals eat their own placenta. Yeah, wolves and dogs do it. So
they're
the predators
primal.
Can't smell the blood. It's
nice.
Not,
wow.
It's not because it's got some health benefit to it or
right.
whatever. But placebo effect is an effect. So I don't know if you want
to... But I know about PRP because you talked about that.
PRP,
spinning.
The protein-rich plasma.
It's your
I
own
bet
blood.
You
right?
might be able to take other people's protein-rich plasma, but the stem cells that they're getting from the cord blood and banking, this is where I get asked a lot of questions.
Okay, go.
I go, okay, you sent me some kit to collect cord blood. You guys are going to do it, and I'm going to send it off. I looked where the headquarters are. I'm sending this box of stem cells to Tampa.
Smart.
I don't know. It's pretty close to Clearwater. No, I just, I don't.
What's happening?
Oh.
Oh, my, how cute.
Is my hair wonky? Sorry.
It's not just that
one,
bad.
Do I?
One curl just.
Out to the side.
Here's the problem.
Aww. You're going to talk to me about it later.
I can, is it?
You're adorable.
Well,
adorable.
I like to say if I'm trying
you
to
make. Keep that on.
If I'm trying to make a point about adrenochrome, yeah, I can't look. I have to look like I brushed my hair.
I have all the answers.
Yeah, exactly. You guys just listen. Okay.
Okay. You're bad scientist.
Yeah, we really.
Wait, make sure you mention that again. Look at the mirror.
Oh, did I go crazy? When you're a woman on camera and you're trying to talk about adrenochrome, they'll really.
They're coming for you.
They'll come. They'll be like, she's on meth. I have to brush my hair. It has to be perfect if we're going to be both talk. Like, I realized during the pandemic, you can't have blue hair and talk about clones.
Right.
You
right.
have to pick
right,
one.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm literally just constantly playing defense against people saying I'm on Adderall
like,
and meth.
Like, you should. You're the one to talk.
Yeah.
Lady.
Yeah. I literally am an ad for ketamine.
So with all your horses too.
Here's the deal. Better nutrition is a key to health and longevity, and a healthy diet could even help you avoid health risks that ruin you and your family. That's a morbid sentence.
I think it was run.
Run. Oh, that run in both of them.
Financially ruin my family.
I was like, damn. Field of Greens is not playing around. A healthy diet could ruin your health and ruin your family. Okay. Both things are true, okay? A healthy diet could help you avoid health risks that run in your family and could ruin your family, okay? Field of Greens is my healthy super fruit and vegetable habit, okay? This is the only fruit and vegetable product that literally promises you better health. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Do your vitamins or green drinks promise better health? No, they don't. They just cost a lot of money and do jack diddly, okay? Each superfruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for a specific health benefit, okay? Some support your heart, some support your lungs, your kidneys, others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. Look, if you have resolved to get healthier in 2024, it starts with Field of Greens. So I use the red one in the morning. This one is the strawberry lemonade one. And then this one is lemon lime. Okay, this one I do later in the day just in water. Sometimes I'll put in a little pineapple juice. Or often I will put the wild berry one in one of my iced teas. I'm all over the place, but I just cannot get enough of the Field of Greens. And look at me. I've never looked better. Let's just be honest. I'm glowing. And I'm breastfeeding, so I'm trying to be as healthy as possible. Thank you, Field of Greens, for making sure that milk is tasty for my baby. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code Whitney. That's promo code Whitney at fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com. Did you guys know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting the recommended intake of key omega-3s? Enter Ritual. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. Did you know it's important to take a prenatal multi before you're pregnant? How do you think I got pregnant at 40, you guys? You think I was just willy-nilly out there fertile? Think again. The first 28 days of pregnancy are important in the baby's neural development, so there's really no such thing as too soon to start your prenatal. And with supplements, less can be more. Many vitamin brands contain excess nutrients that our body doesn't even really need, let's be honest. Ritual's Essential for Women is research-stacked and science-backed. I've been taking Ritual for truly years. I was taking it before they were involved in the podcast. 5 years ago, I started taking Ritual, and then, I don't know, like a year and a half ago, I started taking the prenatal because I was like, I gotta have a child in my life at some point. This life is just getting meaningless. So I've been taking it. It's the only thing that I took. A lot of people, doctors told me while I was pregnant to not take a lot of the prenatals out there because they have all sorts of chemicals and garbage in it. I had two doctors recommend Ritual, which I was already taking. So I got to be like, hey, doc, I'm already taking this nanny. You can't mansplain me. Already got it. Ritual is made traceable. It's bioavailable, clinically studied key nutrients that are for before and during your pregnancy. Omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development. Choline and methylated folate. Methylated folate, very important because people take, folic acid, but your body may not be able to methylate it. Okay, talk to Gary Brecka about this. Follow him on Instagram. He's able to say this better than I am, but just take my word for it. You need it to be pre-methylated. So this all supports the baby's neural tube development. The capsules feature a delayed release design to help make it gentle on an empty stomach, so you're not even sicker than you already are planning to be when you're pregnant, and citrus essence to make taking your multis actually enjoyable, and you're not going to be burping up wharf. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/Whitney. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. Just shows up right to your house. You don't even have to think about it. Ritual.com/Whitney for 20% off. Love you. Do it. Don't be dumb.
I think that I've never seen it with my own eyes, and I think that I'm just so grateful that whatever raised me, never to teach me, but like not to take candy from strangers.
Yeah.
In a sense, like I never took the gold juice because I've always marched to the beat of my own drum and I do what I want. I don't do things people force upon me or ask me to do. Like I've never even done like an orgy except once, and it was two duders and me.
Hold on.
It was in Germany. And it was,
Slow down.
We'll get there. Because I'm not a liar. That's the thing is I can't not.
No, you're like me. You have like truth Tourette's.
Yeah.
It's like things no one asked you about. Things I would never. What?
Can we take that detour for at least one?
By the way, yeah, Pat has never been like, can we hold, please? But you do what
I'll tell
I
you
do.
It was hilarious.
You do what I do. I'll be like, so, you know, I started going to church again. I mean, I just felt bad about that threesome I had 3 years ago. And you're like, no one, you didn't have to say that.
No.
But you can. It's like a Tourette's thing. We don't want to keep secrets. Man.
Right.
And then people are like, they're crazy. It's like, well, no. You do the same thing and
I don't
you
have
lie
skeletons
about it.
In my closet. Yeah, I like to just get it all out, you know?
So, okay.
All right, so where was I when I... then I
Germany with two guys?
Orgies and gold juice go together, I noticed. That orgies and sex kind of magic and all that and gold juice. I remember that was a bit... not. It's just, you know, it's triggering my memory. I remember
that's
that
that's why I go to pee. Or honestly, the metaphor... right. You know how some actors and actresses just all of a sudden are in a huge movie and then they're in another huge movie and they're just being pushed and then they're on the cover of Vogue and then they're on the cover? Because a lot of times when I do talk shows or back when that was like sort of more formal and that was more establishment media instead of now, I just had a special come out and I'll do Rogan, I'll do podcasts. You know, I did Kimmel and whatever, but you used to be like you had to do Letterman, Ellen, Leno. But
you do Ellen?
I've done Ellen a couple times.
Yeah, how was that?
It was fine.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
What's the question?
Well, because I heard that she lost her whole show or something because she wasn't really kind to her crew or something.
She was a real grump.
She was a grumpy bear?
She's a prickly pear.
Okay. Yeah. So that was you witnessed it yourself?
I witnessed it a little bit before I met her, like, or before I did her show, but there's this great tweet.
I always thought she was so sweet and hilarious in her comedy.
Her comedy's brilliant.
Yeah, because she never even curses one
time.
Genius. I know.
Sometimes there is a little theory around when a comedian is too clean behind the scenes, they're really angry.
Well, didn't she have Jeffrey Epstein's like house behind her on the show? Like his same, like if you look behind and like how you have this background, she had the exact
Where
same.
Where do you get your news? Because I got to get on this site.
Okay. So,
oh, the stripes? The stripes.
And the
mosque?
Gold bit on the top? Looks just like his little funny bit on the island, does it not? Am I tripping? Because I'm like, that's a tiny little house up there. Like, it must go underground?
Whoa! Wait, you
never saw this?
Never have seen that.
Blam.
Blam. Do you see that?
And it, blam. And that's the symbols they talk about, how blam. That's basically, like how I have a spiral on my shirt right here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to think twice about. Just kidding.
What is that?
You don't know about the spirals?
No.
Yeah, you do.
The emotional ones? I'm in one right now. Yes. What? What's the spiral?
Come on. You're tricking me.
Why am I? Comics usually have the deepest of the deep cuts, and you're coming in.
Okay, so look up. What is it? It's FBI. FBI. And I can't stand this word. So I'm not going to... The declassified...
So I'm sending this to Tim Dillon.
So you've never seen that, swear.
The spirals?
No. I've never seen
the Epstein Island comparison to the Ellen
show.
Okay,
it's just a comparison. I didn't make it up. Well, there you go. So you have a bit of some pop... But listen, it's Hollywood, but it's just... that's one of them, but... Look here with her... Oh, what? Hey...
Oh boy!
And it looked like for some people she was really suffering over the pandemic. Like she could have used a little spruce.
Yeah.
Like she looked a little bit worse for wear.
God damn it! How do I not know about this shit? I just sent that to Tim Dillon. He just wrote ha ha ha.
It's very subtle, but it's for the other.
But so what are the okay? So you...
all right, the other one though. So if we look closely and we go here,
I love Taryn Manning, tour guide. So if you just look zoom in close here now.
It's a rock.
That's a rock, okay.
But it's like a mouth. It reminds me of the ball that was in the Tom Hanks movie with the hand.
The volleyball?
And it's volleyball with the bloody hands.
Castaway.
Castaway, the volleyball?
But it looks like a fish that's like, yeah! Like, it's just something like screaming.
I guess, okay, so my question is this, because strange, when people, it's like finding the wieners.
Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, the wieners in Disney movies and stuff. I do believe...
that's a fun one.
I do believe, though, that, you know, because television is a mass programming tool... Right?
Okay, you're right.
I don't think everyone that gets into this business is like, I'm going to be a part of a program.
No.
I think most of the people that get in this business are insecure people that
are artists
yeah. that want to sing and they want to dance and they genuinely want to entertain. And then there's these bigger conglomerates. I mean, if you think about, you know, NBC is owned by General Electric, which is owned by these big companies, which people in the government have stock. Like, you can very easily go... you know, two steps and all of a sudden it's universal. You know, TV is such a tiny part. Like, you know, Jimmy Fallon.
It's like the eyes, like there's always an all-seeing eye on like all, like the CBS has an eye. And, a lot of the things have like, they have the pyramid with the, like almost like on the back of a dollar.
Yeah.
And there's just like, there's a definitely, and then also when you watch the news, if you notice right before the news starts, there's all these, like almost like they go one way and one goes the other way. It's a hypnotic. It's a hit to get you just.
And they're getting you to watch.
It's a lies vision.
Subliminal messaging.
Apparently, there's a lot of that. I'm trying to find the symbols because
like
spiral
how much
thing.
And how
Can
much.
You find it real quick?
How much do you think that it's?
I don't believe her that she doesn't know it though.
What don't I know? The spiral.
The symbols. The like. the declassified symbols for people that prey on children. And you don't know it.
I don't get it. Okay, I mean, I don't. I believe that sexual pre- there's. I'm just curious.
It's a pain. Because you know what it is? Thing.
I've made TV. I've made movies. No one's ever approached me and been like, hey, can we put this symbol in
they
the
might
poster?
Have tried. It's very subtle. You found it?
You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Is that it?
Okay,
so look.
Federal Bureau of Investigation Intelligence Bulletin. Symbols and logos used by pedophiles to identify sexual preferences. Oh, no. Pedophiles. Okay, this intelligence bulletin addresses crimes against children standing intelligence requirements set contain.
Right now.
Pedophiles include. Oh, sorry. To include who sexually abuse children as well as those who produce, distribute, and trade child pornography are using various types of identification logos or symbols. This makes me puke. To recognize one another and distinguish their sexual preferences, to specifically indicate the pedophile's gender preference, member of pedophile organization, encourage the use of descriptions such as boy love, girl love, and child love. These symbols have been etched into rings and formed independence, into pendants, not independence, and have been found imprinted on coins. So this is a way that pedophiles communicate with each other.
Okay, so there you go. So, see, the spiral. So, me and she, we were ironing my shirt today, and she's like, you know you got a spiral on your shirt. I'm like, oh, great.
So, that blue logo spiral, that means so, little boy
well,
lover.
Well, look at the SAG-AFTRA logo. look at the app.
No.
Look at.
No. No.
Boy lover. SAG. I mean, listen, if this shit is real, like. It's everywhere. You're going to start seeing it everywhere you turn. Then they got the heart. Where's the little heart for the little gals? But look at these. Look
Hold
it
on.
Up. You need to protect your baby.
Okay. So.
Look at it. So here.
Did the FBI. Does this mean the FBI figured this out?
This is a way that they speak to one another. And there's a lot of police. Like I think one of the police in a certain state have. A lot of it's little boy lovers, to be honest.
So it's a way to let people know
you're
if
safe.
You want to ask where to go or if you want to trade porn.
Or if you have this tendency, you're safe to join our federal credit union because you just might meet a like-minded friend. And you're going to start seeing this stuff everywhere.
Wait, so the heart was on a toy?
Double heart. Oh, it's everywhere. And it's subtle sometimes.
Oh, no. This is going to ruin. Oh, no. Oh, that's why pizza.
I don't get that
Pizza's a triangle.
Maybe.
A pizza slice is a triangle.
But a pepperoni is one thing.
Put me in. Is this why they say pizza? Pizza places? Because look, that looks like a piece of pizza.
But the thing is, you guys, is now this is out there. Hello. So now you know there's all new symbols, right?
I also feel like child pedophiles right now are, it's redundant, but are in a rum spring up because people post their own kids on TikTok all day. I mean, it's like.
And I heard you say that once on one of yours. And that's so true. It's like.
We're providing it to them.
There's like a little girl who's like 9 or like 10 or 11 that's like. Makes so much money and her mom puts her in like makeup and bikinis all
day.
I can't believe you never had heard that little funny thing about Ellen.
Okay, so I guess like I'm naive about this stuff because, you know, I don't know. It feels like to look it up, I'd go so crazy or something. Yeah. I don't know. And I guess to me, the way I'm able to get through life is to go, oh, child predators, like, it's like not a one-time thing, that they're just all trying to get their, the idea that there's like an organized thing is, I guess in my head I go, oh, they must go like, that was a mistake, I'll never do it again. Not like I'm committed to this lifestyle and I'm looking for the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't wrap my head around it.
I can't wrap my head around that people would even like seek that in general.
And then someone would go, I'm going to put this insignia on my logo to like someone's committed to it and they're not like, I need to go get help because I just had that thought. Like someone.
And that's the thing is, I don't think it always means that, but the fact that that's an FBI declassified, like, I'm pretty sure we're probably going to see the symbols start changing. Uh oh. On the back of this water bottle,
no.
I'm seeing pins.
No.
I'm joking. But, you know.
No.
What? So
oh, my God. Look at my shirt.
Oh, God.
No. shirt. Oh no. No.
Well, it's not, at least it's not framed
it's
by
not
another.
It's not a double.
Mine's
it's
like
a heart over my heart.
Oh, there it is. Dust it. Look at mine's a doily spiral.
No,
this at least it's not like a wire spiral.
This is Versace. You're fine. As long as it's Versace, you're off the
Balenciaga.
Vintage
Versace.
We can okay, Balenciaga, we don't give a pass.
And I think that I've maybe made a conscious effort to stay kind of naive in some areas because it's just too much. Because otherwise you would just it's all you would do. You would just go, oh, this is my life now. And so I get why people, when they go down these wormholes, it's so hard to get out. Because you're it's like me with Animal Rescue. It's like I can't. Every time I see a movie with an animal in it, I gotta like, so who made the movie? Like I
yeah, like distracts you from living in a sense. But that's how much it's everywhere. Like, that's my whole thing about like the gold juice and everything is like that there is a spiritual warfare around us. There is light, there's dark. The sun rises, the sun sets every day. There's day, there's night. There's polar. There's a yin and the yang. And like for people to think there isn't dark or to even mess with the dark side is the implications of it. And the even with the kids stuff, the blackmail that goes with it allegedly. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
The blackmail?
Yeah, like where they'll like, you know, like they'll do certain things like, I guess there's certain things that happen to children and like they'll get pictures of it or videos of it that way because no one wants to be caught as, they don't want their wives or their husbands to, you know,
right.
What they're doing because that's a life ruiner.
Mm-hmm.
And the pedophiles die in prison. They die, it takes like a couple days and they're dusted.
Even murderers agree.
Yeah. They don't like it. They don't like that kind of like, you mess with a kid because that's like that's messing with someone's innocence.
Yeah, that's the lowest.
Forever.
And something I was saying that I didn't finish about the gold juice thing is like there also could be just this agreement like we were talking about. Some actors, they're just on the cover of Vanity Fair. They're on this. Like we digressed a little bit after the, you know, when you would do Letterman, you couldn't do Leno. Remember?
Right, right.
Like you couldn't. Yeah. But then all of a sudden there's someone on Letterman and you're like, wait, the rules don't apply to this
right.
person.
Like when I would DJ Vegas, I couldn't DJ Vegas again for like 2 months.
Yes.
Because,
and then
because of the promotion.
You can't be on the cover of Elle and Vogue.
Right.
It's like, but then all of a sudden someone is.
On the cover of every single one.
And you're like, this person's just being pushed really hard. Is this someone that just drank the metaphorical gold? Just someone that just said like, I'll send whatever messages you need me to send. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Mm-hmm. I won't ask any questions. Mm-hmm. If I see something untoward, I'll look the other way.
Exactly. Who knows, huh?
And I'll get everything. I'll get all the hookups. I'll get all the best doctors. Because there are certain doctors that are just, they take your blood, clean it out, and put it back in.
Huh,
they
like go, dialysis?
It's like you go to Germany. Like I think
always
it's,
Germany.
It's always Germany.
They have the
it's
best
great. Orgies.
Yeah, well,
and doctors.
Funny because that's where I was like, wanting to do things I'd never done.
And so, like, there's just certain doctors
there.
That you'll like hear about, and you're like, well, how would I ever get into that doctor? And
did
then
they lose the war, so now they're like, I'm winning the war this time.
I mean, I really we're getting to your German orgy.
Right.
If it kills me.
Maybe number three.
I don't need the round two with Taryn to be all over TikTok of Whitney didn't ask about the gold juice because she eats babies.
Oh, no. As if.
But I do think there's this doctor that I think Kobe went, takes your blood, cleans it, and puts your blood back in your body.
And where's he these days? I mean, get good buds.
And where's he these days?
I'm obsessed with you.
So do you think there's certain... like, who
of
do you
all
think...
all examples, Whitney.
Here's
my
something
goodness.
I didn't know. Before Prince... overdosed.
You mean died because he talked about chemtrails?
He was asking a lot of questions on
Good
network TV.
He should.
He was saying, like, their food is poisoning us. They're trying to keep us hooked on drugs. On, like, Good Morning America.
They're like, ooh.
I know. You
but
would
they
see
could
Diane
they
Sawyer
could
would be like, so, tell us more about Little Red Beret. He'd be like, well, I looked up one day in the chemtrails. He talked about in his neighborhood growing up, a plane would go by, and then all of a sudden... everyone would start fighting in the neighborhood.
Wow.
When I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing and you didn't know why. Okay. And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting.
Huh. What about dying in the elevator? That if they found him in the elevator, you know the song, nothing's gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Well, they found him in the doggone elevator. No, that's a message someone's sending. I never knew Prince had a opioid problem, a Vicodin. He was always, you could catch Prince at the local, he'd come in and just start,
yeah.
I mean, he was like, you could be at Largo or like,
he'd swing through.
He would just swing through and play a jam. And like, he was pretty with it to me.
I guess also if you're, maybe again, it's me, and there's levels of fame and money that I just will never understand, and you can always find someone that'll give you what you want. Like, right? You can't just go get a bunch of drugs like that. You can't get a doctor to come, or maybe in music you can.
No.
Or the CIA is just sending someone to his house.
There are drug dealers. There's a lot of black market drugs, and there's a cartel, and
I dated a pediatric anesthesiologist. You have to check drugs out, especially if they're anesthesia. You have to check them out. Right. There's a lock. There's a scan. Mm-hmm. You can't just take a bunch of profile unless it's black market.
Right, exactly. So, you're right. Because I found out about a gentleman that he was a nurse. It was a Malibu doctor's office, and he would check out, if you're an injury, you would do, what would it be, like a fentanyl shot or a, morphine?
Okay.
But he would just shoot him with salt water, and he would go to the bathroom and take the shot.
Turned down, right? For what?
And he finally took it too far and he got caught in the bathroom. He's a really, really sweet boy. He turned his life around.
I did send you this podcast about Kurt Cobain, Elvis, Jimi Hendrix, and Prince. And as soon as they, I think we were just like sending so much stuff back and forth.
I would love to hear
that. And about how as soon as they, number one, started trying to get sober and started preaching like, I'm sober, all of a sudden they started relapsing more. Mm-hmm. That Jimi Hendrix's manager was a former CIA operative, and he was trying to sober up.
He would do the acid under his headband and he like aspirated, I thought, right? In the bathtub. Was that Jimmy?
I guess I just feel like if you do drugs a lot, choking on your puke's hard to do. Choking on your puke's hard to do.
Okay. I've never.
It's hard to do. If you're like a ride or die drug addict, you're pretty good at puking.
I sleep like a little bit, I kind of like prop myself up just in case they're after me. those beds.
There was a doctor that I went to that could be gold juice adjacent. When I
right,
he would sleep on a treadmill that was upside
down inverted,
or just propped super high so
with
that
his head on that,
so his head was low and his feet were above him,
so opposite.
And he told me to do that.
Well, that's because if you think
I don't get offered adrenochrome. They're like, I just get a treadmill and prop it up.
If you think about it, it's because our feet, we're always up. So yeah. We need fresh blood to our brain sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a really smart thing to do.
Yeah. Had some really...
Sleeping that way, that sounds like a bat, like a vampire, like the Lost Boys.
I
sleep like that?
He also, you had to eat for your blood type and you had to take these powders.
They couldn't prove that after one book, though.
It was all very... It felt like a scam, but right. Colonics he was very into.
I think that's healthy.
The problem is he was like such a starfucker type of person. He would be giving me a colonic.
He just wanted to see your butthole.
Yeah, well, yeah, he'd be like, when I do this with Jessica Alba, she's much more wily. I'm like, what? He'd like name drop buttholes, so I...
Yikes! Are you going to believe this? I had to get the bigger two because this one I just... You're like, no. You're just like... First of all, how'd you get into this line of work?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the real question.
Okay, so Instagram sent us some questions.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Okay, should we try to blow through
off? Yeah, there's a few.
Okay.
We've hit a few, though.
We have hit a couple.
The ones about you using me. Are you using me?
Am I?
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about that.
I really wanted to include that one. Because it was like, do you feel used by Whitney?
Yeah, I hope she's using me because I'm having a blast. This is great. I'm looking around. scouts and unicorns and skateboarders. This is my kind of place to be.
Oh, wait, hold on. We gotta. So was the German orgy? I just, there's too much to ask you about.
I know. Oh, there's so much. It's such a good time.
Was that worth it?
Yeah, it was a bummer because, so what happened was, is me and my boyfriend were there. I think I was there for like a German film festival. It was right around the Boomcat days. So I was young, 22 to 24. And I just didn't care too much about much.
That was not wasting your time, huh?
No, not that moment. But this cutie pie just rolled in the, you know how they do, and everything's all like ornate, you know. He could speak English. Can I serve the coffee? And I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm looking at him, and I think me and my boyfriend at the time were like maybe on the outs, like we weren't, you know, having as much.
Well, because he was gay.
No, he wasn't gay. Okay. No, he wasn't gay.
He's like, let's go fuck that guy.
No, that's what stopped it. So anyway, so the cute gentleman left, and I was like, I think he forgot something. So I pretended like he forgot to bring something. So I called back and said, and then I answered the door with just like boots on and no top. And he's like, you look like Kate Moss, but in a German accent. And I was like, come on in. And I beckoned him in. And next thing you know, yeah, I'm such a bad girl. oh my God. And my boyfriend at the time definitely didn't want to do anything with him. So they're both kind of doing stuff to me, but then my boyfriend's like, I don't like this, Taryn. I don't like it. I'm like, please, please don't stop. And then, but he cut it and he ruined it. And then the boy left and then we fought all night. I'm like, you ruined this. It was so fun. But yeah, it definitely would have been weird if he started doing stuff to him, but it was so uncomfortable for him that we stopped. But it went on for like a good 20 minutes.
Okay.
It was a good time. And I'm not like that anymore, though, so much, but yeah.
That sounds perfectly awkward.
It was.
Threesomes are so awkward.
I was like, yay. Yeah, but that's the only time I ever did that.
When in Germany, dude.
Exactly. I knew I'd never see him again, so yeah.
How are you feeling about the popularity of the first round of our podcast?
I don't know. Is there some type of analytics I can look at?
We could, well, I mean, I just mean on TikTok, it kind of took over TikTok.
Did it really?
Like the clips. Yeah.
What
about the
do?
Gold juice and stuff.
I didn't,
it's just on some big feeds. Yeah. I started getting texts from like Andrew Schultz and Rogan being like, they're like, what's this? And I'm like, this just caught fire.
All I know is like, everyone's like, you need your own podcast. And I'm like, would you give me some tips?
When I first reached out to you, I was like, you don't have to do my podcast. But you should have a podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'd love to. I just wouldn't even know where to begin.
Okay.
You know, so that'd be cool.
I still don't know.
No. Yeah,
you just do it.
Do you get a person every week, or how do you do it? You just reach out to people.
Just text people, DM people. I just kind of do it all, and then people start asking you, and then it starts being annoying.
Right,
you'll go from like, how do I get a guest, to being like, oh, how do I dodge this?
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean.
But and you then don't you have to do like you have to do a lot of sponsors,
and you don't also need a guest. You like could just talk.
Do you ever do it without a guest?
I have before, haven't we?
Yeah,
like, probably. You can do some, like, ask me anything. You can just say, hey, guys, ask me questions. You can do, like, you're a religious sermon. You can do reading for the Bible. You can just, like, a rant of the day. Like, you can just comment on what's going on. You can answer questions from fans. Like, you know, there's just literally no rules.
That's cool.
You know?
So, yeah, the way I felt was, like, there's a lot of people that hit me up and have just taken a new interest to me. Love you as well, and just love our symbiotic sort of rants and how we just kind of just, I guess, have a good time. And I just thought it was great because I just have always, I've never really tried, but and never also never really just started just become myself. But after the boat incident, it changed me. Like, I can't explain it. Like, it was so humiliating that, and I was so upset. I was so bummed about doing this to that other person too, you know. I don't know if they really know who that is, but it just really changed the trajectory of my life. And the next thing you know, people like you're hitting me up and all these other neat people. And I've always thought you were amazing. So if anything, I've been so grateful to meet you. And not
Come
to be
on.
Like corny or like, but that's just been awesome. That's why I wrote that card. You changed my life, like in a good way, because you like celebrated me. You didn't make fun of me. Even though we make fun of things, like you saw it as an opportunity to get me on here.
I feel like when people go through that, I feel like the universe is just going, we need to change your trajectory. Yeah. And this is going to be a little bit catastrophic. This is going to hurt for a second.
Yeah, it hurt.
But this is what it's going to take to get you.
Yeah, I lost some friends, but now they, like, all want to be friends again. My mom was just like, all the calls I got, and she was humiliated too. And I was like, Mom, whoever's calling you, tell them to call me. Like, why are they calling you to get information about stuff you don't know anything about, you know? So I was just like, have them call me, but no one will call me directly. You know, they just want to, like, bitch to their friends. Have you seen Taryn?
And they want to stay in the lie of whatever they're projecting. Because if they talk to you, they'd be like, oh, wait, you're not on drugs.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Right.
Oh, you just kind of made a mistake. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I want to be in the self-righteous indignation and the superiority. But I want to be in the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't judge her if I talk to her.
Millie and I were talking about that here. Like, most of the stuff that I'm on this, that, whatever, they're having, maybe it's something within them, the projecting, yeah.
Well, it's like we touch on this for a second. I think a lot of times when someone accuses you of being on drugs, they're just saying you're thinking in a way that I can't fathom.
Yeah, that's not.
It just sounds crazy to me, and I have these limitations. Right. And you're talking too fast or thinking too fast.
Yeah.
I'm always like, speed up.
Yeah.
Take whatever drug you think I'm on. If you think I'm Adderall, take it.
Yeah. Like sometimes when her and I will be together, there was this girl that we kicked it with once. She's like, slow down, please.
No, I don't have time. We're dying. Get off your antidepressants and Wellbutrin and Vicodin and all your shit. I have symbols. I have symbols to find.
Right. You got right? Exactly. What's her name? The lady that you know that you're gonna find her?
It's Shelly Miscavige. Yeah. I gotta go dig up Shelly Miscavige's corpse.
There it is.
Okay, so people, is Britney a clone? Is Britney alive? I feel like we touched on something's definitely up.
It's like I'd rather hear what they truly think, you know? Some people just think that she's involved with some handlers that don't have her best interest. Mm-hmm. There's a woman, apparently, that did this, like, Lindsay Lohan or something that has a bit of a history of... Oh, and also an accountant, a gentleman, I don't know his name, but someone sent him to me and I read about him. This firm was kind of scary. The things that they talk worldwide, international, work with international stars to do this, that. You know, I don't know.
I just think Britney Spears knows how to brush her hair. That's all I'm saying.
All right. And when she shaved her head that time, you know, that was because I think she was going to get drug tested.
Yeah,
so
for
it's
sure.
Just never really maybe healed to grow all the way back to get the extensions in right.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely wears extensions.
For sure.
She always has.
But she knows how to brush.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a brush.
I just think sometimes, like, in the summertime, the Christmas tree was still up. I clocked in the background.
Yes. Do you think she just has a Christmas tree all year round, like the way Mariah Carey does, or it was banked?
There'll be a Christmas tree and then not be a Christmas tree.
If I'm going to put myself in the shoes of the villain that would be orchestrating Britney, like, kind of this marionette doll operating to make sure her Instagram stays alive, I'm going, she has 30 perfumes in China. She's got, you know, China is where the music business and all this merch and stuff is huge.
Right.
And all this stuff probably passes over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it, like, whether it's an accountant or the head of her perfume company or the head of some big fashion house that sells Britney Spears mugs and merch and t-shirts.
Right.
Like, there's some big machine that would be very interested in making sure her Instagram stays active in some way.
Right, so the book.
And they wouldn't notice if it's recycled shit.
Maybe.
No offense to China. I'm just saying it would just be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, as long as they get
look,
that product.
The beachy wave look is in America.
When it got stuck that time. Mm-hmm. Remember when it was going down the aisle and the big boat got stuck?
What, whose boat?
Well, where they deliver all the cargo. Like, what's it called? Those, when the boats go down the aisle and it got stuck. It was trying to make a U-turn.
Was it the Panama Canal?
Well, it was
locked up for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it was like locked up, and like it like this is the reason why like all of our food supply.
Ships were stuck because an unprecedented trout in Panama.
Maybe there was some kind of a time breakage there, and we're going back, buddy. It was like,
and the cat came back
again and again. I mean, this gentleman was trying to make a U-turn.
This gentleman. So
they say that was the beginning of World War III.
I just think that in many countries in the world, Britney Spears is still incredibly lucrative.
There she is.
With merch, and they don't need her to do anything.
Just live.
Except keep her Instagram kind of alive.
Right, yeah.
In order for all these like perfumes to sell and lunch boxes and whatever.
I just want her to be happy and healthy.
Answer or don't, do you still like Eminem?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't even know why anybody would ask such a strange question. That was a long, long time ago. He was perfectly awesome.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah, he's great.
I like that he's so smart. Like, it seems like he's so smart.
Funny, by the way.
My crush. He's like my crush. He does have a daughter named Whitney, whatever.
He does? Mm-hmm. Wow. I thought it was Haley.
Okay, don't take this from me. If I made this
up. I thought it was. Did you make it up? Well, then he has a daughter named Heron.
I think there's a couple. Wait, Haley Jade, Alania Marie, Steve. Oh, maybe it's the trans one. Alania and Stevie. There's one, or Whitney's the middle name?
That was a dream you had.
Did I just?
It was just a dream one.
Eminem daughter Whitney changes name and comes out as trans.
He does have a daughter named.
The one named Whitney transitions.
So that's a good trans name.
Okay. Well, if you want another Whitney in your life who's going to stay a woman, Eminem, call me. I don't have the gold juice. I got this green juice.
She's got hearts and curls. and she's got a baby. That's awesome.
What piece of, it says three pieces of advice would you give your 25-year-old self?
Don't drink the gold juice.
Mine would be don't go into trailers with male actors or directors.
Wow. Yeah. Or don't let them into yours. Mm. Hey, I know you're the lead actor. You want to talk about the scene, but wow. Like, you know, I just got dressed. No, I would say that's like really, I'm not even thinking about that.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Because that's important. It's a big one.
Yeah, I know it's a big one.
And that's an important question.
Take your makeup off. Oh, you know what?
Hey, that's a good one. Take your makeup off.
Doesn't have to be huge.
Say this. Don't get a business manager and learn how to pay your own bills. And I don't, whatever it
Sign
takes.
Sign every check. Be in charge. Yes, boring.
And look over your statements. Like, for sure.
Understand
I'd
how
have
taxes
more money
work.
Now. That was a huge mistake. And don't use the same business manager for your record deal. So your band, your clothing line, and your individual acting career. That's a triple dip. And then they're charging each a separate account monthly. Like, just, I mean, yep. Awful. Yeah.
That makes me angry.
Now, I lost my partner for my clothing line, who was my best friend. Actually, we have best friend tattoos. Because when she figured out what he was doing, I got blamed for it because it was my business manager. So I just didn't know.
Mm-mm. And they bank on that. Literally.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know if that was illegal or if I was just didn't ask enough questions. How we could fold them all into one. Anyway, that would be one. So that was, makeup off at night's a good one. Also.
Watch your money. Take off your makeup. Yeah. Don't drink the gold juice.
Yeah. And basically.
Go to Germany.
Basically, don't leave your agent. Like, you're the very first or second one that ever believes in you. Thinking there's something bigger.
That's such a good one.
Yeah, that's probably one of my biggest mistakes. Or not. Or I listened to a manager who took me off out of an agency thinking there was something better over there. And it just all seemed to kind of, I'd say it went down, but like I was doing like studio films. Something changed somewhere along the way. And it wasn't my talent because mm-hmm. I think I've gotten better. I've become a better singer, better songwriter. But yeah, things change.
The business also changed a lot, too.
True.
You know, movies did turn
yeah,
into...
Yeah, YouTube came out, reality TV
Yeah, and it
came
started
out.
To be like Marvel movies. It started
right.
to be
That's
like...
now more, though.
Yeah, yeah. But it started to be like in every movie was international immediately. Like, true. I think like indie quality movies started being a little harder to get made. Like art started going away. It started just being like Avengers, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, how they
like,
could get quick money.
Shit you can watch on a plane that everybody understands in every language.
Right.
Like Tyrese in space in a Ferrari. Like, what? I don't know how to get in that movie.
I worked with him recently.
He's a trip.
Yeah, he found God recently.
Oh, yeah?
No. Oh. No, you know what? I'd say it to his face. He was so cruel to everybody on set. And then not but a week later, I'm seeing that he just found Jesus. And I'm like, and one of his big things was like, you know, he treats everyone so kind. And I'm like, dude, you didn't even say hi to me. You did your scene on your take and then left the set. And I did it with your body double. Like, you're not kind.
Doubles. I'm telling you.
Oh, wait, if I talk about assistants, maybe round 25.
Shit.
It's okay. We've done enough for today, but go on. What else is making
no,
good?
No. These are the less of the we have to. We have. You need to do a podcast,
and you'll be my first guest.
Yes.
That'd be so fun.
We're a duo now. Yeah. You're stuck with me.
I adore you. You're hilarious. You teach me something every time I watch one of yours.
Ditto.
And I'm just. I know you have to take a break after you have baby, right? Is it gonna be Henry or Charlie? Are we not telling?
I don't know yet.
I didn't give anything that said Henry.
I feel like it's gonna be a game time decision.
Yeah, do it. Just yeah, like, look into his little eyes. And
I'm trying to not have too many ideas of who this kid is.
I'm so excited for you.
We'll see.
Oh, so there's a question of that in my thing. It came up. It seems like I want to have a baby really bad. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
one?
I saw that one, but I didn't want to ask.
No, it's sad. You know, I never thought that I would never not have. Aw, I don't want to cry, but it's okay because I do believe that in life there are. Sometimes there's just not, it might not be in our stars, you know, but I love children and not in a way that spirals or anything. I just love, I had a light in the lobby before I just, I always thought I would have a child. I always thought I'd be married, you know, whether it was a man or a woman, like just some type of companion. But you know what? I dedicated my whole life to this career, but I would want to foster, but it's a really hard process because I've tried. In my 30s, and because I don't have like a companion or I don't have like a really tight family unit, it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And also, it's really expensive. And also, you never want to think that you might be getting a baby from like a pop up adoption place because this is another way they abuse children. You know,
have you checked the local pizza places?
No, but I could use a slice of pizza right now. I'm not going to lie. That sounds really good. In the real kind. You crazy ass.
Well, if I die in childbirth, you can have my kid. How about that? Deal?
Oh, you're not going to die at childbirth. But no, it's sad, you know. But you know what? Whatever. What can you do, right?
I love you.
I love you too. You're the best.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Darren's podcast, and really quick, send ideas for names of her podcast. I have a couple pitches.
One Fine Day.
Because you'll always say,
One Fine Day.
Bad
News Bears.
It's just your you commenting on news for the week.
Yeah, Bad News Bears.
Because you'll say the most horrific thing, and you'll be like, look, Epstein Island was Bad News Bears.
But did you say you watched that movie or something? Or you say that sometimes?
No, I say that all the time. Yeah. I'll be like, Bad News Bears about something like horrendous.
100%.
You know, 100%? That's a really good name.
That's the one I feel like I want to go with, 100%.
That's a genius title.
Because everyone says that now.
Everyone says it and you keep it 100.
So 100%. What was the other ones that... 100%. I love that.
Quite,
but I also
quite
like
female.
Quite
female. Yeah. Oh wait, let's also please promote Adventures of Naked Umbrella, your movie that's out right now.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a conspiracy theory galore. Jeremy Davies is absolutely wonderful. So is Tom Arnold. You have an alien in there, and it says a lot without saying it. It definitely leaves you thinking. Could appear that there's some like animal abuse, but the animals weren't abused because I made sure of it. It's a fun adventure.
It's you can watch it on Apple TV, Amazon, everywhere. Just
really?
Google it.
Netflix or it is on Amazon?
I think so.
Okay. I know it's on Apple. I know it's on Hulu, I think. Yeah, it's on all the streaming stuff. But yeah, it's really fun. It's good. The acting's quality, and it has good, great music, and it's done really well, so.
Yes, it's, it says it is on Netflix. That's weird. Hold on, watch now. Apple TV. Okay, right now I think it's Apple TV.
What did it get on Rotten
Amazon.
Tomatoes?
You can Amazon, Google Play, YouTube.
Wow.
Vudu. Yeah, and then you can buy it on Amazon, Apple.
If I
just found it, you can find it.
Right. You're good on the computer.
Oh my God, I love you.
You can
I'm good on the little clickety click 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 click. I love you guys. Don't ride elephants.